Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid, and now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at higher ego vulnerability and how it can cause difficulty in a person's ability to grow the quality of their mind while making a deeper connection to human and divine truth. This is a difficulty in which people experience issues involving self-acceptance, imperfection, and vulnerability that are impacting their ability to learn reality-connected ideas and beliefs, change faulty ideas and beliefs that they are carrying around in their mind, and to remove those which are disconnected from truth. Each of these are lowering the quality of their mind. This often includes a lot of emotional thinking in which anxiety, fear, anger, or guilt are shading and shaping a person's take on truth and reality. A person's issues involving self-acceptance, weaknesses, and imperfection can color the way they look and think about things. Another way of saying it, they aren't fully okay with their humanity. But before we go more deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy, affecting relationships with our family, friends, and coworkers, which could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy, impacting our efforts to achieve, to use our potential, and to experience a sense of meaning connected to our life's work. Ego stupidity affecting our ability to do effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow our mind with truth while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth, and often suggesting that truth doesn't matter anymore, which is the foundation for chaos in one's personal life and society. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place. Because a lot of what's going wrong, has nothing to do with our intelligence. The absence of spirituality or mental instability. It has a lot more to do with our ego energy, serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years. And what I'm sharing with you in my website, books and shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, thank you for tuning in to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. During our show today, we'll continue focusing on being able to grow our minds with truth. You've probably never thought about this, but you've taught me that our ability to be connected to truth, to reality, has a profound effect on the quality of life we're able to live, both individually and collectively as a society. The better connected our beliefs and values and attitudes are to reality, the greater the version of ourselves and the greater a version of life we can live, because they're connected to truth. Truth is an invaluable commodity that unfortunately many have difficulty seeking and finding because they're being compromised by their ego energy. We're designed by evolution and the wisdom of the ages to do best when we stand on truth as our foundation when living, even when it's initially painful to come to terms with. Many people may think that because they have this wondrous tool called a brain, that all they really need to do is let it do its thing and bring us to truth within our thoughts and beliefs. But that's not really how it works. The brain doesn't make distinctions for you involving belief and truth, fact from fiction, and fantasy from reality. As incredible a tool as it is, it can't do that. You must do that. You must take responsibility for growing your mind with human and divine truth. But it's not as simple as that, because our ego energy can get in the way of our taking that responsibility and effectively growing our mind. Our ego power, flexibility, and vulnerability can each get in the way, in their own way, of this happening. This show and the others focused on growing the quality of your mind are about showing you how it can do that and what you can do about it. How unhealthy, imbalanced ego energy can lead to creating and using faulty ideas, beliefs, values, and attitudes, which can lower the quality of our mind as we gain distance from human and divine truth. Distance from reality, which is lowering the quality of our mind. Before we go ahead, I want to answer a very important question or set of questions you may have or should have. These questions are, isn't truth relative? Isn't truth in the mind of the thinker of the truth? And isn't truth shaped by a lifetime of relationships, events, and experiences? Well, the answer to each of them is yes. And in the case of the first one, the degree of relativity is impacted by the amount of power, flexibility, and vulnerability in a person's ego energy. Human truth becomes much more relative. It's far more individualized and reality disconnected when the thinker of the truth is consumed with ego energy that's imbalanced in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. It tends to be filled with more unhealthy and faulty, distorted, and even disturbed beliefs, attitudes, and prejudices that are truth disconnected, reality disconnected, very relative. People with higher ego vulnerability often build them on the faulty foundation of their lacking self-acceptance, weaknesses, and imperfection, which they may not recognize are impacting their connection to truth. On the other hand, human truth becomes much less relative and far more consensual across people when ego energy is balanced in its power, flexibility, and vulnerability. And even though we may come from different life backgrounds and experiences, our thoughts and thinking are more reality connected, truth connected, and healthy. Healthy ego vulnerability makes it easier for us to look through the inherent perfections, weaknesses, and vulnerability of our humanity. It also allows our emotions, be they anxiety, anger, guilt, or love, to play a positive role in bringing us closer to forming, changing, or removing thoughts and beliefs, to bring them into closer alignment with truth and reality, which enhances the quality of our mind. So, unlike what people often think, emotion can serve to make our thoughts and beliefs more rational, logical, and accurate in ways to serve us and the quality of our mind. Egoically healthy people tend to think in more similar, consensual, reality-connected ways about various matters, whether they're dealing with relationships or conflict, change or adversity, and all of the other important life areas I talk about in my work. Now, turning to the focus of today's show, we'll be looking at the impact of higher ego vulnerability on a person's ability to grow their mind with truth. People with higher ego vulnerability often fill their mind with anxiety, anger, and guilt-ridden thoughts and beliefs that they create due to this energy entering into their ego mind, which ultimately leads to the ego self they are manifesting in the world via their thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Interestingly, oftentimes they realize that some or many of these thoughts are not true, but they are still being consumed by them. That's what happens when the ego energy is overruling our intelligence, when it's leading us into ego stupidity. Unhealthy ego energy has the upper hand. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Millions, yes, millions of people experience these difficulties because there are billions of people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. Some of these people are living in the roles such as the perfectionist, the overachiever, the high-maintenance partner, and the stressed-out person, amongst others that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you, 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms that indicate if a higher ego vulnerability voice is talking to and through you in your life. I'll be talking about a few here, but there are more in my book, It's Your Ego Stupid. So here is the first symptom indicating higher ego vulnerability, and it's working in affecting the quality of your mind. First symptom is this. You have difficulty questioning the rationality of your thoughts, beliefs, and attitudes. People with higher ego vulnerability are being compromised in their ability to look at how rational their thoughts are, how rational their beliefs and attitudes. This has nothing, again, to do with intellectual limitations. It has everything to do with the ego energy that's at work in their mind, their ego mind, if you will. Here are a few questions to take you further into that symptom. Are you able to think about your thinking? Are you able to reflect on your thinking? Are you able to introspect, go inside of yourself, to contemplate the nature of your thoughts and how valid, how accurate, how rational, how logical. A lot of times people with higher ego vulnerability are being, that process is being weakened. It's being diluted by the emotionality, the emotional thinking that's often going on. Are you able to weigh the pros and cons of a matter, issue, or decision, looking at both sides of the coin, so to speak, to weigh them out, to see if those are part of the, that you're taking everything into consideration? Do you get carried away with emotions and have difficulty stepping back? So your emotions are getting the better of you rather than your intellect, and as a result, they are affecting the conclusions that you're gaining, the impressions you're forming of what you're thinking about. And also, are you able to play the role of a devil's advocate? You know, taking the opposite side of an issue or how you might view a person to see the whole picture, so to speak. Does any of this sound familiar? We're going to go to the next symptom. You readily believe fear-based messages that are presented in what you read or what people are telling you. People with higher ego vulnerability are affected by fear-based messages that they're reading or they're hearing about, because a lot of times those messages more heavily resonate with the inner fear, the inner insecurity, the inner sense of weakness or imperfection that they are walking around with. So here are some additional questions to think about that symptom. Are you automatically attracted to the darker, more threatening messages that you might hear? Do you have difficulty realizing the phone call is coming from within the house? Meaning that in many respects, you're scaring yourself more than anything outside of you is. Or maybe you're magnifying a situation to make it more threatening or dangerous from what you maybe have heard or read, but actually you're amplifying it, you're magnifying it. Or in some cases, people do what I call catastrophize. They make it much worse than it actually is. Also, can you get your feet back on the ground when you become upset about something you've heard or read? Can you pull yourself back and gain perspective on the situation? Do you have difficulty letting go of negative or bad information? And this happens even when you're coming around to realize it's not true. It's as if the ego energy is still in place and it's keeping you in that more anxious level or angry place. Does any of this sound familiar to you? We're coming up on our first break. When we return, we'll continue to look at symptoms of higher ego vulnerability impacting the ability to grow our mind. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and the two voices within.
These are the sounds of a dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. We're going to continue looking at symptoms of higher ego vulnerability when it's impacting the ability of our ability to grow the quality of our mind. So here is the next symptom. You often jump to conclusions and form opinions about people, issues, and events before getting all of the facts. People with higher ego vulnerability often, as I said, jump to conclusions. They gain impressions rather quickly before maybe all of the information, all of the data has come in, particularly if what they're hearing initially has something to do with feeling fearful or feeling angry or feeling guilt. Here are some questions that can take you further into the symptom to see if this is applying to you or somebody you know or love. Do you tend to be impulsive rather than reflective in how you approach things? Impulsive is this idea of just rushing into things, rushing into our thoughts and impressions and conclusions, rather than being able to sort of step back and weigh out all of the information. It's as if the negative information gets our attention more readily and more quickly, and before we even get a chance to realize that there's another part of what needs to be thought about in what we're looking at. Do you tend to prejudge people and things before letting all of the facts come in? Again, forming these initial impressions that often may be removed from the whole experience, the whole truth of what's involved with whatever you're looking at, whatever it's a particular person or issues that's going on. Also, do you readily experience anger or anxiety when you're encountering what might be called threatening facts or information? As if that information, again, attaches itself to actually what's going on within you, that inner sense of vulnerability that you may be experiencing that often gets us closer to fight or flight physiology if we're not already there. This is something that's extremely familiar to me in my younger days. I think on my previous shows, I've talked about my higher ego vulnerability energy and how it often led me into experiencing a much more fearful experience about things than was really necessary or even reality-based. And one more question. Do your emotions get the better of you? People with higher ego vulnerability, often the emotions, once they take off, once they shift into this fight or flight kind of patterning of things, they just take the ride. They ride the emotion, and without realizing that the emotion may be taking them into places in their thoughts and their ideas and their beliefs that are disconnected from reality, the greater the emotion they are experiencing. So does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm going to talk about one more symptom before we go on to looking at reflections of ego stupidity. Your fear and anger are leading you to form fearful and angry thoughts that match these feelings. So if you're walking around feeling anxious or feeling angry, and as a result, are you leading with your emotions? The emotions are guiding you in the direction of the kinds of thoughts and the feelings that you may experience. Are you building fear-based thoughts based on feeling anxiety and fear? I've been mentioning this fight or flight kind of patterning, our nervous systems. I think my nervous system was more capable of shifting into this fight or flight mode rather than a calmer state. We call it the parasympathetic state in the psychology area. Are you building anger-based thoughts on feeling or anger? So it's the thoughts of anger as well as those previous thoughts of fear or anxiety that are being formed by you based upon the underlying anxiety or anger. And the same goes with, are you building guilt-based thoughts on feelings of guilt? So you feel the guilt, and following from the feeling, you start to create guilt-ridden thoughts, the same way you might form anger-related thoughts or fear-related thoughts. And I guess you can add this, are you building depression-based thoughts on feelings of sadness and depression? You know, there was a fellow named William Glasser. You may be familiar with him. He is the proponent of reality therapy, and his theory was called choice theory. And one of the things that he talked about is how people can be doing what he called anxietying ourselves, or angering ourselves, or depressing ourselves. In a way, we create those thoughts that take us further into feeling anxious or anger or depression. So we have control over what we choose to think. And so it was Glasser's impression that this is something that we tend to do. And what I'm suggesting is that we tend to do this because of the underlying feelings that we may be experiencing. They may not be so underlying. You may be very familiar with them. But that we are making ourselves anxious, angry, or depressed. It's not something, it's due to necessarily things in the outside world are so threatening or so angering or so depressing, but that we do that. And we are doing that because of the ego energy, the higher ego vulnerability energy that we may be in. We're going to shift right now to looking at reflections of ego stupidity, and when it's happening in a higher ego vulnerability person's ability to grow the mind, the quality of their mind with truth. And these are some of the various ways that higher ego vulnerability impacts their ability and willingness to work with their mind. Some of these I'm going to share with you may seem strange or weird, unusual, because you're not living in that ego energy. But many, many, many people are. And for those with higher ego vulnerability, it's leading them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts, feelings, and behaviors affecting their ability to think for themselves, can often lead them to conclude that the abnormal things they're thinking or feeling or doing are normal, but they're not. And just like the symptoms we were talking about, they can become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can, because they're not looking at them through the same ego energy prism or filter that the higher vulnerability person is looking through to see what's going on, including themselves. These are intelligent, spiritual, imperfect, and mentally stable people who've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to their unhealthy, imbalanced, higher ego vulnerability energy. And they can remain stuck there until they heal the energy, leading them to the symptoms and ego stupidity they are experiencing. And they can do this with the use of ego medicine, consisting of knowing what ego is and isn't. Something I've talked about, the energy that ego is, coming to understand that energy, and that that energy is diverse in sense of having power, flexibility, and vulnerability components. And also coming to understand that your ego doesn't have an intellect. It doesn't have an awareness of itself. It doesn't have an awareness of you. It doesn't have an awareness of God. And also that your ego doesn't have an intentional quality. It's not out to affect you in any way, shape, or form. It's also not out to affect or negatively impact your relationship with God. Even though this can be happening due to the nature of the ego energy undermining our spiritual wellness, something I'll share with you later in today's program. And then the second component to this ego medicine is tuning into your ego energy, getting a handle on the amount, the volume, as I call it, of the power, flexibility, and vulnerability operating within your life. And this is something you cannot do alone. It requires somebody with background and expertise that I'm sharing with you in my books, in my podcasts, and on my website. And also, the third contributor to this ego medicine is beginning to replace ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we create with those that are truth and reality connected, both human and divine. And so we go ahead with that third contributor during today's program. These are the kinds of inaccurate, illogical, or irrational thoughts that people with higher ego vulnerability bring into the growing the quality of their mind. And here's the first reflection. One, I can trust my emotions to lead me to the truth. People with higher vulnerability often entrust themselves too much in their emotions to guide them toward the truth. Well, this isn't true for those who are experiencing too much of any emotion, whether it's anxiety or fear or anger or guilt, and perhaps even love, can create this distorting effect and distancing you from truth. As I'll say later on, our emotions can be useful and helpful in the healthy amounts, but when they get to be too much, we start to wander away from truth. And here are some additional thoughts that connect up with this this first reflection. And my emotions aren't influencing my beliefs and attitudes about people or issues. People with higher ego vulnerability are often unaware that their emotions are playing a bigger role in what they're thinking or believing than they are. Also, another reflection of ego stupidity is my emotions aren't distorting my beliefs and attitudes about people or issues. They're not aware that this can actually have a distorting impact on how they're looking at things. Another reflection of ego stupidity is that my emotions aren't getting the better of me, when in fact their feelings of guilt or anger or anxiety may be doing just that. And that's a distancing from reality that I'm talking about that relates to ego stupidity. And one more, I'm not experiencing emotional thinking. People don't want to believe that they're engaging in emotional thinking when they are. There's a denial process going on that's making them think that they're not being as consumed by their feelings as they often are. When your higher ego vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that too much emotion is often leading you away from the truth. But until then, when you're thinking that you can trust your emotions to lead you to the truth and all of the rest that I shared with you, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to go on to the next reflection of ego stupidity, which is that my weaknesses and imperfections and insecurities and self-acceptance issues, things are often connected to higher ego vulnerability, that they aren't impacting my beliefs or values or attitudes and prejudices. Maybe they're about people or issues. This idea that none of that is affecting me. I'm not being affected by weaknesses and imperfections in the way I'm looking at things and the forming of attitudes and beliefs. This is ego stupidity that feeds into additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen. And this includes the idea that I'm able to see things rationally, logically, accurately, despite my weaknesses and imperfections. This idea that I'm not being impacted by those things that are maybe happening within me. Also, my insecurities aren't affecting what's going on in my mind. My insecurities, they're not having any effect on the way I'm looking at things, whether I'm adding things to my mind or changing things within them or even removing them. Also, another reflection of ego stupidity, my difficulties with self-acceptance aren't affecting how I'm looking and learning about things. Again, it's almost divorcing oneself from the reality of these issues and their impact upon them is often taking place for many people with higher ego vulnerability. And also, my feelings about myself aren't affecting the way I think about others. My feelings about myself aren't affecting the way I think about others. A really good example of this is often the comparative thinking that people with higher ego vulnerability get into when they look at themselves and look at somebody else. And there's a lot of, unfortunately, unhealthy thinking and believing that takes place when people get involved in comparative thinking. So when your higher vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that your weaknesses and your imperfections and vulnerability is actually having an impact on how you believe things, how you value things, the attitudes that you're forming. But until then, when you're thinking that these things, these weaknesses, insecurities, or self-acceptance issues are not impacting the way you think and the quality of your mind and all of the rest, well, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to share one more reflection before we go on to our second break, which is, if I'm thinking it, it must be true. People with higher vulnerability automatically conclude that just because I'm thinking it, it must be true. That thoughts and beliefs are deeply connected for people with higher ego vulnerability, whereas thoughts and truth are not necessarily the case. This is ego stupidity that will feed into additional ego stupidity, such as that my fear-based thoughts are true. So they are unable to separate the fear going on within their thoughts to question them, whether they're true or not. Or that their anger-based thoughts are all true. Or their guilt-based thoughts are all true. Or their even love-based thoughts are all true. So there's this distortion, this notion that because they're thinking it, it's true, even when it's often not the case. When your higher ego vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that thoughts aren't necessarily rooted in truth, but in our imperfections, our weaknesses, our insecurities, and our self-acceptance issues that we may or may not fully recognize. But until then, when you're thinking that if I'm thinking something, it must be true, and all of the rest that I've shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. We are coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll be looking at insights as well as ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OWN Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection, OWN Times Radio, IOM FM. OWN Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OWN Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OWN Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OWN Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. We're going to continue with this last part of our program today by looking at ego insights as well as ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. These insights are things that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty growing the quality of your mind. They are insights intended to help you see more of your ego blindness if you are experiencing higher ego vulnerability, and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties growing your mind with truth and becoming more deeply connected to reality. Here is the first one. Your higher ego vulnerability voice or energy is causing you to think more with your emotion and less with your intellect. It's leading you to create your thoughts with heavier doses of emotion than you realize, heavier doses of anxiety or fear or anger or guilt. Your thoughts and your thinking are being colored by fear and anxiety that's creating distance from truth. You're not getting closer to truth. You're often gaining distance from truth. You're entering into more readily and staying longer in what I referred to earlier as fight or flight. You become upset more readily, more anxious, more fearful, more angry, and maybe you'll stay there. And this is something that we refer to as the involuntary nervous system. It's partly the nature of our biology, but this can be impacting our ego mind or ego space, as I referred to it in my works. You will need to work on realizing when your ego voice is talking through you in the non-reality-based thoughts that you're using or creating. So it's really not you talking yet. It's ego talking through you. In a way, I go back to that reference to the phone call coming from inside the house, that the outside world is not nearly as dangerous or threatening as what's taking place inside of you that's leading you into your way of looking and thinking about things. When you awaken and are more ego conscious, you'll be able to see all of this. Our next insight. Your higher ego vulnerability voice is stopping you from realizing that your emotions are interfering with taking a more sober and objective look at what you're thinking and making changes where necessary. You often assume that you're beginning with reality-based thoughts rather than egoically-based thoughts. Your thoughts and beliefs and attitudes are often less rational and objective and logical than you think they are. When you're starting to question them and you start to move out of panic mode but continue to think them, that's because your ego energy is keeping you there. You know, when I'm thinking about this particular thought, I'm thinking about cognitive therapy, and a lot of times cognitive therapy is very useful in terms of challenging irrational thoughts, illogical thoughts, and so on. Unfortunately, if the energy underneath these thoughts isn't reconciled, isn't dealt with, all that often happens is a different non-reality-based thought may come to the surface or be formed by you. So it's really important to get after the roots of those thoughts, which is the energy that I talk about. And one more insight, recognize the difference between ego talking for you and you talking for you is an important awareness that up to now you think has been all you, but it hasn't been. It's been ego. When you awaken and are more ego conscious, you'll be able to see all of this. Our next insight, your higher ego vulnerability voice is rooted in feelings of weakness, imperfection, and lacking self-acceptance that are feeding into your creating truth disconnected thoughts, beliefs, and attitudes about yourself, others, and issues. So down within yourself, or you're really wrestling with your humanity, the imperfections, the weaknesses. In a way, you're engaging in a matching process in which you're coming up with thoughts and beliefs and attitudes that align with these core issues. So it's about these core underlying issues that you will need to come to terms with, coming to terms with your humanity. As I said earlier, changing these thoughts alone won't completely fix things, because the underlying ego energy is remaining in place, and new ones may be created. You must come to terms with the inherent nature of your humanity, which includes your imperfections, your weaknesses, and your vulnerability. You must stop resisting it, fighting it, denying it, and being consumed by it. When you awaken and are more ego-conscious, you'll be able to see all of this. Our next insight. Your higher ego vulnerability energy is creating a greater sense of urgency that makes you more impulsive than reflective in the way you're looking at things, something I talked about earlier in the program. This is leading you to form impressions early on before taking in all of the needed information. This is diluting the quality of your learning and changing and removing what is in your mind that is non-truthful. It's being compromised by the urgency and the emotion at work that weakens the quality of your thoughts and your thinking. And it's pulling them away from the deliberativeness, the needed time to be connected to truth rather than false truths. And when you awaken and are more ego-conscious, you'll be able to see all of this. Our last insight. Your higher ego vulnerability voice has stopped you from realizing that it's narrowing the distance between false beliefs, ideas, attitudes, and truth and reality. In a way, it's blurring your ability to tell the difference between beliefs and truth, fact from fiction, truth from non-truth. It's contributing to an overlap in your mind between reality and non-reality, which is lowering the quality of your mind. It's weakening your ability to realize you're creating a lot of the mistruths, the false facts, the faulty beliefs that are filling up your ego mind. These mistruths are often being cemented in by the emotions of anger and fear and guilt that often accompany them. When you awaken and are more ego-conscious, you'll be able to see all of this. Now we're going to take a look at how higher ego vulnerability can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to growing the quality of our mind. We're looking at the ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity, the God within each of our being, which is one of the divine gifts that we've all been given. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds, when ego is getting in the way of growing the quality of our mind. And each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. And here are some examples of ego's impact on our spiritual wellness for those with higher ego vulnerability. We'll start with being the love God is. People with higher ego vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well and growing the quality of their mind when they are failing to embrace the growth of their mind with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love. Your divinity doesn't involve failing to grow your mind with truth due to the imperfections and weaknesses of your humanity. When your higher ego vulnerability affects the conditions under which you're growing your mind with truth, due to weaknesses in your humanity, you're not being the unconditional love God is towards truth. And when your higher vulnerability is weakening your connections to the truth due to the imperfections of your humanity, you're not being the connective love God is towards truth. When your higher vulnerability is burdening you with distancing and disowning the truth due to the imperfections of your humanity, you're not being the unburdened love God is towards truth. And when your higher vulnerability is limiting the use of your mind towards growing it with truth due to the imperfections of your humanity, you're not being the unlimited love God is towards truth. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Next, we'll talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is. People with higher ego vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well when they are dishonoring and disrespecting the ability to grow their mind with truth due to the distance they are keeping from the weaknesses and imperfections of their humanity. Your divinity welcomes the growth of your mind from within as well as from others with honor and respect in full acknowledgement and acceptance of your humanity. When your higher vulnerability is leading you to dishonor and disrespect the growth of your mind with truth due to the imperfections of your humanity, you're not being the life God is. And when your higher ego vulnerability is leading you to see yourself as less entitled to grow your mind than others are due to the imperfections of your humanity, you're not being the life God is. When your higher vulnerability is leading you to disrespectfully attack your thoughts, beliefs, and values, and those of others, due to the imperfections of your humanity, you're not being the life God is. And when your higher vulnerability and the imperfections of your humanity are leading you to neglect and to ignore your thoughts in favor of others, you're not being the life God is. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Last, we're going to take a look at the being the energy God is and ego's impact on it. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's been 3 million years in the making, just as all of the other wondrous things that we have been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. This is a capacity rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, or another I have failed to mention. People with higher ego vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to grow the quality of their mind towards coming to know human and divine truth. Your divinity involves healing and transformation, in which you are growing the quality of your mind with truth despite the imperfections of your humanity. It involves healing and transformation in which you are taking responsibility for growing the quality of your mind with truth and understanding wherever and from whomever it can be found. When higher ego vulnerability and the imperfections of your humanity are leading you to fail to take this responsibility, you're not being the energy God is. And when higher ego vulnerability and the imperfections of your humanity are leading to your failure to question faulty beliefs, values, and attitudes, you're not being the energy God is. And when higher ego vulnerability and the imperfections of your humanity are leading to your failure to question the false truths that you're learning, you're not being the energy God is. And when higher ego vulnerability and the imperfections of your humanity are blocking your ability to let go of faulty, truth-disconnected beliefs, attitudes, and values, you're not being the energy God is. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on higher ego vulnerability and difficulty growing the quality of your mind, give some thought to the symptoms, the ego stupidity, the insights into spiritual impact I've shared with you. I hope what I've shared with you today will serve as a dose of ego medicine. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I want to mention before leaving that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and to shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need nothing more to be spiritual. You already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.